From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah and one of Lebanon's most powerful figures, on Friday accused Saudi Arabia of holding the country's prime minister against his will and called on the kingdom to release him.
He was forced to resign. Then he read a statement that was dictated by them, and the Lebanese prime minister was forced into house arrest and refrained from returning to his country.
Riyadh says Hariri is a free man, and that is echoed by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who said there is no indication that Saad Hariri has been detained by the Saudis against his will. Iran manufactured the ballistic missile fired by Yemen Shiite rebels toward the Saudi capital, and remnants of it bore Iranian markings that, according to the top U.S. Air Force official in the Middle East on Friday, backing the kingdom's earlier allegations. The comments by Lieutenant General Jeffrey L. Harrington, who oversees the Air Force's Central Command in Qatar, further internationalizes the year-long conflict in Yemen, the Arab world's poorest country. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the U.S. no longer will tolerate chronic trade abuses.
Jobs, factories, and industries were stripped out of the United States and out of many countries in addition.
Trump also said many opportunities for mutually beneficial investments were also lost because people could not trust the system. He was speaking at a gathering of CEOs at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Da Nang, Vietnam. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN is insisting on unhindered humanitarian access to all areas of the northern Rakhine state, where more than 600,000 Rohingyas live before fleeing to Bangladesh. But more is what is needed to be done.
It is absolutely essential to address the root cause of the problem, which rely largely on the problems related to citizenship and to the legal status of this population that has been discriminated and that is stateless at the present moment.
The latest violence began when a series of attacks on October 25th by Rohingya insurgents. Myanmar security forces responded with a campaign against Rohingya villages that the UN and human rights groups have called disproportionate and a campaign of ethnic cleansing. Mohamed Yusuf reports Burundi's government says it will not cooperate with the International Criminal Court over its plan to investigate alleged human rights abuses in the country.
Speaking to reporters in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, Justice Minister Aime Laurentine says the ICC has no right to conduct an investigation in her country.
Burundi not being state party to the ICC statute is not concerned with the so-called decision of that court.
The government response comes a day after three judges at the ICC authorized the prosecutor to open an investigation into alleged human rights abuses committed inside and outside of Burundi between April 2015 and October 2017. Burundi became a member of the Rome Statute, the treaty that established the ICC in 2004. The country announced a plan to withdraw from the statute in October 2016, and the notification took effect last month. Burundi accused the court of targeting African countries. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Russian officials say Russia will adopt new legislation next week requiring U.S. journalists in Moscow to register as foreign agents. The announcement Friday came in a response to what Russia says is a new U.S. requirement that the American division of Russia's state-funded RT television channel register as foreign agents in the United States. RT said Friday it will comply with the request to register under the U.S. Foreign Agents Registration Act. But a spokeswoman for the Russian government said it may challenge the move in court. The U.S. woman charged with subversion in Zimbabwe over allegedly insulting President Robert Mugabe on Twitter was freed on $1,000 bail Friday. Martha O'Donovan did not speak to reporters as she emerged from a prison in the capital, Harare, and left in a U.S. embassy vehicle. Her lawyers also did not make any statements. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.